Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm CBS News Chief Washington Correspondent Major Garrett, and you're invited to The Takeout, no reservations required. Every weeknight, our podcast serves up a balanced menu of politics, policy, and pop culture. The day's happenings with curiosity, informality, and humor. Serious discussion, but we don't take ourselves too seriously. Follow and listen to The Takeout with me, Major Garrett, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? Happy Friday, Junkies. Back with you on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. In Richmond, you can check us out on 910 The Fan or 105.1 FM. We are streaming live on the free Odyssey app, and you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by our friends at Crop Metcalf. They're the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just visit cropmetcalf.com. to join their team. We thank you for tuning in this Friday morning, June 6th, 2025. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Bickle.
Good morning.
Morning. Johnny Cakes Awville's here.
Hello, everybody. Happy Friday.
And Jason Bishop.
Yep. What's up?
Cakes, did you get your recovery nap in after the Cakes Classic?
Of course I did that. Went home, had some lunch, and then I just chilled on the couch for a good hour, 10 minutes. It was delightful. It was
Are you
amazing.
A nap guy always couch, or do you ever just say, I'm going to go up to the bed?
90% of the time, I'm a couch nap guy.
With the TV on?
No TV on.
No TV on? So no. You know you're going to nap, but you choose the couch.
Well, I'll lie down, I'll fiddle with my phone. I'll just, okay. I'll distract myself. I'll keep my brain occupied. And then I'll grab a blanket, and then I'm off.
No, nice. I'm off and running. If I'm going to nap, I'm a get into your underwear and go up into the bed.
Yeah, see, I'm not that intense.
Yeah, I am
it's
too.
So weird. Like, I could sleep in my underwear during the day. I guess because I don't freeze for some reason and in the covers. But at night, it's harder. Like, I need a little more coverage.
I do a weird bit for the nap in that I do go up to the bed if I'm going to take a nap. But I don't go all the way underneath the covers. I just use the bedspread.
Oh, I get all in like it's
all
10 p.m.
In. Yeah, get your
I think because I don't want to make the bed again. But it's actually more comfortable, I find. I sleep over my sheet and blanket, but I use the comforter.
I don't make the
or
bed.
Bedspread over.
I leave the bed a wreck, and then Dina will make it more times than not.
I often come home and remake the bed because I think my wife does it. She doesn't do it military grade.
Nah, JP's very very exacting.
Oh, well, it's just my mom. My mom was
JP
particular.
JP brings out the ruler and measures it like you're in the Marines.
I always actually argue with my wife. I go, what do we need to make it for? No one comes in here. Literally no one. Maybe the cleaning ladies once a week. Or
the
well,
ideal
who cares?
Situation is when
who cares?
You, if you're at a hotel and you have two queens, you have either just a sleeping bed. One bed is a sleeping bed and or poning bed.
Yeah.
And the other is just like, whatever you want to do with bed. You know what
just
I mean?
Put your luggage.
Yeah, yeah. Just throw your luggage wherever.
Oh,
like,
right.
Like a couple days ago, I went on a run and I was just like, I'll lie down on this bed before I take my shower because I have a spare bed over to the right.
Yeah.
So it's beautiful.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful setup.
I like a spare bed to at least throw all my ass.
Now, my bedroom isn't big enough at home to have two queen beds in it.
Yeah.
But when you're on the road, take advantage
if
of
we're
it.
On the road, it's just D and I. Let's say we're going to a volleyball tournament or something, or you know, whatever, going to see when it gets play. Then we have two beds. We'll actually sleep in each. We'll see because it's a better sleep.
Oh, you sleep separately?
Oh, yeah. Because okay. I don't do that normally.
Got it. Okay.
But yeah, you sleep in that bed, I'll sleep in that bed. And if we want to have a date, we'll have a date. Right. And I'm going back over to my friggin' bed.
Mm, interesting.
What,
okay.
What are those?
It doesn't take long, brother.
Yeah.
I don't know
it's a short date.
Speed
date. But if we need a date, we can
so
have a date.
So it's a mini version of what our comedian friend Rich Voss does, right?
If I'm on the road.
Because Voss always says that he's got a separate... I said it's a mini version.
Yeah, I mean,
Voss always says he's got the separate bedroom.
If we're on the road, yes. 100%.
Mm-hmm.
100% of the time. She actually left the bed the other day, which she really did. And it actually pissed me off. And we discussed it the next day. But it's just because she was like, you're tossing and turning so much. I just couldn't. And I just was insulted by it. And she's like, look, it wasn't personal. I couldn't sleep. You were tossing and turning so much. I had to go into the other room. And it, for some reason, it just bugged me. Because I was like, don't you understand? How do you think I feel? This is freaking true. I almost wanted her.
Plus, it's not even conscious for you.
Well, you know what I mean? It is conscious.
Oh, you're awake?
I'm that awake. Okay. My sleep is that terrible.
Mm-hmm. Even with the cocktails you take, you might need to drop it all.
I haven't had a drink in a week.
I'm not talking cocktails. I was talking about like you take melatonin and all these weird vitamins.
I'm not on melatonin. I think I've discovered that if I've taken it for so many years, I think it's worn out its welcome. It doesn't do anything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I just take the ashwagandha.
Yep.
And I take magnesium, those are two things that I think that help with rest.
My triple cocktail last night was beer, one Benadryl, two melatonin gummies.
Wow.
Two. I mean, just 5 milligrams.
Well, that knocked your ass out quick.
I slept pretty well.
Yeah.
I must admit, I slept well.
We all, like, forget about JP, but me, you, and Jason have used melatonin for so many years.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think you'll find it's not really doing
much. I'm sure it's getting to the point of diminishing returns.
Yeah, it's not really doing much anymore.
I threw a Benadryl in there, too. Threw the Benny in.
Yeah.
No, I think it's a lot of stuff.
It definitely works for me anyway. I don't know about you guys. It works for me, but it knocks me out quick, but I don't sleep a long time. I sleep hard for about 3 hours, mm-hmm. and then I'm up. So it doesn't knock me out for 7 or 8 hours. I sleep hard for maybe 4, yeah. and then I'm up.
Yeah.
We will never stop talking about sleep on this show.
Well,
we've vowed to do it in the years. We'll never stop talking
about
it.
It's so important. I mean, everyone knows it, but especially as you get older. It's so important for your health. It's so important for everything.
I mean, it's on your Mount Healthmore. It's one of the faces carved in the granite.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's
every time
up there.
I've ever gotten... Now, I have nasally stuff, but I feel fine.
Yeah.
Perfect. Anytime I've actually been like sick, like a flu sick,
yeah,
it's always come on the heels of lack of sleep mm-hmm. and a little drinking and just not, it's just too much.
Mm-hmm. Cakes is absolutely right, yeah. though. We had kind of a mini meeting. We don't really do show meetings, but we kind of had a mini meeting amongst ourselves in 2002 when we started doing mornings at WHFS because we were lamenting the shift for 5+ years. We had worked at nights. And we were sleeping until 10, 11 o'clock, at least pre-kids, living like we were in college. And then all of a sudden, we had to start doing mornings. And first couple of weeks, we kept talking about how tired we were. And we had this mini meeting. And we're like, we need to quit.
Yeah. No one wants to
talk about this.
No one wants to hear you complain about
sleep. It's evergreen. Sorry. Sorry, not really that sorry.
We haven't been able to get away from it.
Yeah, we're 31 years in now.
Well,
so
I have lack of
sleep.
And it's... And I was trying not to get sucked into the NBA Finals. I see Mike Marr when I walk in, do a little fist bump.
He's
like, hell
up.
Of a game. Mm. And I told him, I was like, well, I actually only really watched the end because I was trying not to get sucked in. But I checked in the second quarter, saw the score, and I'd been out. Then my wife and I watched a little show together. Then I checked in again, and OKC had a pretty comfortable lead.
Hmm.
And then right as I was about to go to bed.
You say that again.
Right as I was about to go to bed, which was relatively late, I was like, let me just check the score. Mm-hmm. When I put on the game, it was like an 8-point game. And I was like, okay, Indy's been here before. Let's see what happens. And it was a fantastic finish. And Tyrese Halliburton did it again. Tyrese Halliburton in the first round against the Bucks. Game-winning layup with 1 second left in overtime to clinch the series. In the second series against Cleveland, he hits the three-pointer with 1 second left to win 120-119.
Mm-hmm.
Against the New York Knicks, hits the 23-footer at the buzzer to tie the game at 125-125, leading to the overtime victory. And then last night, they're up by one. Well, let me just say this. It's an 8-point game with a couple minutes left. Nembhard hits a huge three. Then they hit another three. It's a 2-point game. Couple possessions happen. It's down to a 1-point game. OKC has the ball with roughly 18 seconds left. Mm-hmm. 12 seconds left on the shot clock. They get the ball into SGA. He misses a shot. Pacers get a rebound. Do not call a timeout. They get the ball to Halliburton, and then he just does his thing and gets in his spot. But it's so, about a 16-foot shot, I would say, and they win the game.
I had the exact opposite experience of you. I actually told myself I want to try to get into the NBA Finals because I haven't watched any of the playoffs. I haven't cared. I literally cared zero. I said, you know what? I'm intrigued. Come finals time, I'm intrigued. So I watched the first 2.5 quarters.
Yep.
And, you know, maybe halfway through the third. And at halftime, they're killing Halliburton. They're, mm-hmm. I mean, the Pacers had, I think, 18 turnovers in the first half.
Yep.
Halliburton took 5 shots. I mean, they're Stephen A's killing him. I'm kind of getting a kick out of him, and I'm just pondering how rich he is, and he's just a big talk. I just, you know, my mind's going
jelly.
There.
You're so jelly.
Just, I can't believe this guy's
trying to figure out if he can be president.
I mean, it's like, this guy's a clown.
Wearing his white suit.
But they're just killing Halliburton. But still, in the back of my mind, I think all of us were thinking, and they even mentioned it, you know, as bad as they're playing, and 18, they're still only like 13 points back, which we know in the NBA is a nothing burn. Mm-hmm. It's a nothing. So I watched the beginning of the third, and it's still kind of the same. Yep. They're missing shots.
Hanging around.
But they're still kind of hanging around. But it gets to about 13 or 14 still, and I'm just like, you know what? I'm not staying up until the end of the game. No way. I'm not staying up until the end of the game. Yeah. But, you know, that looked, and OKC, by the way, this is what they kept talking about, too. It's like, it looks like they have an extra player on defense. They're everywhere. They're so athletic that I was just like, you know what? OKC just is a better team. Everybody's right. They're just more athletic. And Shea, SGA's having a day. What did he finish it?
38.
Yeah, he's just having a day.
Yeah, but he shot under 50%.
Even Stephen A's like SGA's showing out like the league MVP is. You're supposed to be that. You got to take more than 5 shots, right? And then I wake up this morning and see that they came back. Stunned. I was stunned, even though it's not an insurmountable lead in the NBA.
Yeah, they were down 15 in the fourth, came back.
Yeah, they just did this to the Knicks. Yeah,
I was stunned.
They did it in game one against the Knicks, right? When the Knicks had that big lead with about 3 minutes left.
Yeah.
And they've just been in those situations over and over and over again. And Halliburton,
I mean, Halliburton finished with 14 points.
The most overrated player in the league.
He just keeps
it. He has stuck it to everybody in the playoffs. He really has. All the critics, Stephen A at halftime, whoever, he just keeps sticking it to him. And credit Rick Carlisle, too, who's an excellent coach.
I think
he didn't really call any timeouts in the last 4 minutes. Now, he did on the final possession after they hit the game winner when they were setting up their defense because there were 0.3 seconds left on the clock when Halliburton hits the game-winning shot. So OKC still, you know, they call a timeout. They can move the ball beyond half court, and they can get a tip-in situation. So Indiana used a timeout just to kind of see what OKC was going to show them. But for the most part, in the last 4 minutes, when they were down 8 points, he just let them go. And they've been there, and so Nembhard hits that big three. I can't remember who hit the next three, and all of a sudden, it's a 2-point game.
But I was struck by
holy crap. Like, I literally was just checking in. Yeah. I checked in 2 or 3 times, but not really watching it. I was like, okay, it looks like OKC's got it, but I did know Indiana's hanging around, and they've done this before.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I saw it was only 8 points, I was kind of mad because I thought they were going to end up using a lot of timeouts because 4 minutes could last a half hour. Mm-hmm. And the 4 minutes actually went pretty fast. And then I got to see Halliburton do his thing.
I mean, how many times did OKC blow a 15-point lead at home in the fourth quarter? How about never?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It almost feels like the Pacers are a team of destiny based on all of these crazy comebacks.
I wouldn't go that far. I think Chet didn't have a big game.
He was terrible. Chet, when I was watching, Holmgren sucked.
He hated nothing.
He was a nothing burger. He shouldn't have been on the floor. He did nothing.
Chet didn't have a big game. He'll respond.
Did you bet the Thunder? That sounds like
I had him in 3 different parlays.
Ah, see, there's the bitterness.
You know what? And SGA did his thing, but the rest of the roster, they sucked last night. And that's nothing less than a choke job. when you lose a 15-point lead with 9 minutes left in the fourth quarter in the NBA
Finals.
That's
a gag job.
That's what that is.
Well, let me say this. You mentioned Carlisle. And the one thing that I was struck by, and I remember, I'm old enough. You guys are too, probably. I remember when he played at UVA.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
So I've always watched him and Jeff Jones.
I've always kept an eye on Carlisle just because I have childhood memories of the guy. They showed him at halftime, and they just have this abysmal first half, essentially. Kind of looked lifeless.
Mm-hmm.
And he's
Pacers
so calm.
Sucked in the first
he's
quarter.
He's so calm. He's like, look, good news is, you know, whatever, we're only 11 back. We're right in. You know, just stick with the process. Mm-hmm. He was so calm. He wasn't bashing him. He wasn't, you know, he wasn't like, what are you guys doing? He was mm-hmm. just saying, just stick with the process. Keep doing what you're doing. You can't do this against this team. Adjust. Mm-hmm. You know, they're swarming you. Adjust. But he
trusts his players.
He just trusted them completely. Yeah. He wasn't berating them. I was super impressed.
And if you look at the second half.
Well, he did call a timeout in the first, maybe it was the second quarter, where he subbed out all five of them.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He brought all five of those guys. He said, you guys suck. You turn the ball every time, every possession. Yeah. He subbed every one of those guys out. And they went on a 15-4 run.
Yeah, I'm not saying he doesn't lash out at them. Yeah, but at halftime, he was so calm.
He believes in them. They've been there. They've done that. I think that's why, if you look at the second half, they only committed five turnovers. I might be wrong on the exact number.
It's a big difference.
And his guys,
it was five.
And his guys,
20 in the first half, five in the second.
And his guys hit 10 of 23 pointers in the second half. So Indiana steals game one. If you want to chime in throughout the show, you can always hit us up at 800-636-1067. Same number for the Lido Pizza text line. Lido Pizza's been serving pizza, subs, and wings, and salads. Since 1955, Lido Pizza is square because Lido Pizza never cuts corners. For locations or to place your order, go to LidoPizza.com. You can text us at 1-800-636-1067. Standard message and data charges may apply. Our pal John Keim, who covers the Commanders for ESPN.com, he'll join us at 7. Chris Mueller, co-host of the PM team with Pony and Mueller in Pittsburgh, going to join us to talk about Aaron Rodgers, who is going to be with the Steelers. He'll join us at 9 here on The Junkie.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm CBS News Chief Washington Correspondent Major Garrett, and you're invited to The Takeout, no reservations required. Every weeknight, our podcast serves up a balanced menu of politics, policy, and pop culture. The day's happenings with curiosity, informality, and humor. Serious discussion, but we don't take ourselves too seriously. Follow and listen to The Takeout with me, Major Garrett, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
So weeks and weeks, we heard about Aaron Rodgers potentially signing with the Pittsburgh Steelers. All the hot take TV shows spent segments and segments talking about Aaron Rodgers.
Mm-hmm.
Whether he actually was going to return or would he just walk away from the sport? Should he have come to OTAs? Should he have signed months ago to get with his new team? He opted not to. But now he's landing in the destination that everybody said he was going to land in. He will be a Pittsburgh Steeler.
I actually think it's awesome. I think he's fun to watch. I know people are annoyed by his personality. I get annoyed by some of it too, to be honest. But he's an elite quarterback. And he's not what he was. I don't think he's even particularly close to what he was, say, in 2020 when he went 48-5 for 4,300 yards.
That's an absurd year.
That's an absurd year, an outlier. But, you know, in 2024, he was better than he was in his last full season, in 2022. In 2022 with the Packers, he threw for 3,600 yards, 26-12. Last year, after the year off, he threw for 3,800 yards, 28 touchdowns and 11 interceptions. He had more touchdowns, fewer interceptions, more yards, same quarterback rating, a little bit, basically the same completion percentage. Not great, but not perfect, but not terrible by any stretch.
Look at his second half numbers. Yeah. His second half was pretty good. Yeah. And that's more touchdown passes than Jaden had. Now Jaden runs, and Jaden was much more efficient.
Well, I think Jaden was huge, way better for his team than Aaron Rodgers was.
Absolutely.
And Aaron Rodgers was a distraction.
I'm just saying that Aaron Rodgers' numbers weren't horrible.
But I think he is going to make them more interesting, the Pittsburgh Steelers.
He'll make them more interesting, but I still think they're firmly the third team in that division. I just think it's going to be tough for him to scratch and claw his way past Lamar and Joe Burrow at 41 years of age.
Yeah. I agree. But I also think he can rip off a couple wins.
And it's also a sign to me that the Steelers are just grasping.
They're just desperate.
They have no plan at quarterback. They're plugging in a 41-year-old as a one-year Band-Aid.
That's true.
And they're just trying to
figure out. He could be a two-year
Band-Aid. Kind of spinning their wheels.
He could be a two-year. If he balls out,
I have a hard time thinking he'll play into year 42 plus.
I just think of Vinny Testaverde and some of those guys that have played.
I agree with Cakes. I mean, it does make them more, and I agree with you too. It makes them more interesting, but it doesn't put them into a position where I say, you know what, now they can contend for the AFC.
But
don't believe that.
He also goes to a spot where Arthur Smith is the offensive coordinator who loves running the ball, so they're probably not going to ask him to be a, hey, you have to throw 35 plus touchdowns to keep us in contention type of guy at this point in his career.
If I had to bet, I would bet on your side. However, I'll say this about the Steelers. They were 10-3 at one point last year.
Mm-hmm.
They lost their last four games.
With a bad quarterback.
So it changes your perception, but they're 10-3. Then they played the Eagles. We know the Eagles are excellent. Then they played the Ravens in Baltimore, lost that. Then they played the Chiefs, lost that. Finished with the Bengals, lost that, 10-7. They might be better than you think.
Could be. Maybe their defense
They're always competitive.
Just better and keeps them in a lot of games.
Now, I don't like their depth chart in terms of weapons because they traded away Pickens.
Right.
I would like Aaron Rodgers with Pickens and Metcalf. And you're like, well, that's pretty explosive offense. Freiermuth's a pretty good tight end. I don't know if they have enough. I see listed as their number two right now is Robert Woods.
Mm-hmm.
Feels like he's been on 100 teams at this point.
Well, they drafted the kid out of Michigan who didn't do much in year one. His name is escaping me, but I'm guessing they're expecting more out of him in year two, and they're hoping that Aaron Rodgers
Roman Wilson.
Yeah, plus they have Freiermuth, who he'll develop a connection with.
And they drafted Caleb Johnson out of Iowa. Now, Caleb Johnson's not the speedster. He's kind of a grinder, kind of try and run through you. But they drafted him pretty high.
That's okay.
So they'll probably use him a lot.
I mean, Najee Harris departs in the offseason, so he can kind of take over that role while Jalen Warren is the change of pace guy there.
Correct.
So I don't love their personnel.
Yeah, your number two receiver, if it's Robert Woods.
Mm-hmm. Bit long.
He played years with Buffalo. Yeah. Then he played years with the Rams. Last couple seasons in Houston after a stop in Tennessee. He had 20 catches last year.
Mm-hmm.
Hard to think you're going to get a lot out of him.
And the
they definitely want Roman Wilson to step it up.
They need to. They need him.
The people that are against this would point this out, and it's a valid point. People kind of presume that the Jets last year, by adding Aaron Rodgers, were going to be an instant contender.
Right.
The preseason talk was, hey, you add Aaron Rodgers to this team with this defense, Robert Saleh, everything was, they're going to be a contender, at least a playoff team. And what happened? Slog gets fired along the way, and it crashes and burns.
Yeah.
So some people might say, well, this could be a situation where it crashes and burns in Pittsburgh.
It could. I also think, though, that sometimes, like, I don't think that was a great fit, Aaron Rodgers, New York. I just don't think that's a great fit. New York media, the attention, it could be very combative. He's going to have less pressure on him in Pittsburgh in that sense. Mm-hmm. It's a big time sports town, but he'll have attention because he's freaking Aaron Rodgers, but it's not going to be like New York media.
I've got a couple of Steeler friends or Steeler fan friends, and they are jacked.
Yeah.
Because they didn't want Mason Rudolph opening up the year, as your starter in week one. And they understand that Rodgers is, he's older and he's clearly past his prime, but they said, at least just give us a better chance to win games. over Mason Rudolph.
And, they drafted very late Will Howard.
Yeah, I mean,
so maybe he'll be the quarterback of the future and learn under Aaron Rodgers.
Great situation for him.
Mason Rudolph, maybe this year
is just a complete disaster again, and they'll look for a quarterback in the first round next year.
Steelers fans, how are you feeling about this? It finally happens. 800-636-1067. If you're a Steelers fan, how are you feeling about it? Again, this was a team before the last month that was a contender. Now, most experts looked at the Steelers, and they won a very close game against the Washington Commanders that came down to really that spot on that Zach Ertz fourth down play where he was just inches short. And people thought that he actually got the first down.
Mm-hmm.
So some people were looking at them at 10-3 and were like, well, they're 10-3, but they're not as good as the Ravens. They're not as good as the Bills. They're not as good as the Chiefs. But they were 10-3.
Mm-hmm.
Mike Tomlin, you know, maximizes whatever he has and gets his team to above 500.
That's just what he does. Yeah. That's why I'm betting against a disaster. I think disaster's off the table.
A disaster would be 5 or 6 wins. I would agree with that.
Yeah.
But do they make the playoffs?
I don't know. Because the Bengals
I would say
be
this.
Better.
If they don't make the playoffs, that's kind of a disaster.
Well, I mean, but you look at it on paper, it's so hard to make the playoffs. I mean, the Bengals are going to bounce back. They already did towards the end of last year. That was an aberration. The Ravens, you can never, I mean, they're just so good.
The updated number.
It's hard to make playoffs.
The updated number to miss the playoffs on FanDuel for the Steelers, -190.
Mm. Now,
I think they're on the outside looking in. It's hard to make the playoffs.
Yeah. Did it move their win-loss total?
I don't know what it was before. I'm guessing it moved it up maybe one win. They're at 8.5. So maybe I don't know if it must
take the over. On
maybe
that.
it was 7.5 when pre-Rodgers.
By the way,
here's the real question: yeah. Are they better off with Aaron Rodgers than they were with Russell Wilson?
100%.
Well,
100%.
Some of the numbers say otherwise. Warren Sharp, who knows a lot about football, he tweeted this yesterday. He said Justin Fields, Russell Wilson, Mason Rudolph, all three in Pittsburgh, none that great. All three passed over for Aaron Rodgers. But did you know that last year all three averaged more EPA than Rodgers? Expected points added. All three averaged more yards per attempt than Rodgers. All three had better accuracy than Rodgers.
Maybe only one I would give credence to maybe is the EPA of those. Mm-hmm. I don't really care about
the
other
two. You don't care about yards per attempt?
Not really.
It's a pretty big metric in the NFL.
Not as much as expected points.
You don't care about accuracy?
I think accuracy to an extent.
You want an accurate quarterback?
I think that he's pretty accurate. I think Aaron Rodgers is pretty accurate.
He needs to come on board.
The numbers say he wasn't as accurate as the guys they had last year.
EPA stat, I'll give you a nod to.
He needs to come on board, though, and be a real leader.
Last
season, he was throwing teammates under the bus. Yeah. Remember, I can't remember if it was a Monday night game, Sunday night game, but it was a primetime game. And after the game, he threw the receiver that they ultimately traded away under the bus. And I thought he was supposed to be on the dash. He was supposed to be on the dashes. Yeah. Like, you're the donk that threw that terrible pass.
Yeah, no, I think he's got some personality quirks to him for sure.
Huh. Quarterbacks are not supposed to throw their receivers under the bus.
He's for sure an abrasive guy.
That's just the way he is. And I'm guessing he's not going to completely change.
No, I think he's really dug in. I think he's really dug in now, and he's kind of taken a me against the world attitude the last few years.
Who was the receiver? It was a veteran that they traded last year.
It doesn't matter. Mike Williams,
I believe.
Okay.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
I think
it was
Mike Williams. He just completely just threw Mike Williams under the bus.
He's probably right, but you don't do it. Hey, he's probably right.
I'll tell you what's tasty. The Steelers open their season against the Jets.
Oh, they do.
I know.
Okay.
That's going to be
on the road, probably a prime time game.
You think they didn't have inside skinny that Rodgers was going to eventually wind up in Pittsburgh?
Week two, it's your DK Metcalf revenge game. They go to Seattle.
Mm. Pretty good.
So I want to
pretty
be
good
clear.
Scheduling.
I'm not predicting they make the playoffs. I'm not. I don't have the
You're
balls
just predicting
to predict that.
Not a complete disaster.
I'm predicting that he'll keep them competitive, and I don't think anybody would want to play them week in and week out.
I think he'll be similar.
You don't
similar.
Want to play an Aaron Rodgers quarterback team. You'd rather play somebody else. You'd rather play other teams.
I think he'll be similar to the production they got last year from Russell Wilson and Justin Fields. And they'll probably go 10-7. But I do think there's an upside that he can go back because he still has the live arm. He has the arm.
No, just no
we
doubt
saw
it. Here's how they go back. And it never, every season is a whole new season. Who knows what could happen? Freaking Lamar could go out there and something horrific could happen. God bless. Let's hope it doesn't. Pray it doesn't. But, you know, something could happen and derail the Ravens, or, you know, something could happen to derail the Bengals. Who knows? Do we really, I mean, are the Broncos really on the come? I'm not sure. You know, something's going to be different, right? So, for another, you need something else to happen, right? For another playoff spot.
Why are you pointing to the Broncos?
Just for a playoff spot. For a playoff spot to pop up. Like, how can they get there and the Ravens and the Steelers and the Bengals?
Well, 10-7, which is what they finished last year, often gets you into the playoffs.
Right, but last year didn't. But I'm looking at teams and go, well, who's going to drop off? The Chargers, I doubt it. I don't think the Bills are dropping off. I think the Bengals will be on the come.
But you know by history that two or three of the teams that were in the playoffs last year are going to drop off.
The one I'm predicting is Denver, maybe, that looks vulnerable to me. Like, who knows?
You never know. The Chiefs could step back.
Impossible for me to buy that.
It seems very unlikely.
Until they
Patrick
do,
Mahomes.
Yeah. My money's always on the
Chiefs.
I'm
going to expect them to make the playoffs.
I'm always on the Chiefs.
And double-digit wins.
I can't expect a 15-win team to drop off and miss the playoffs.
They're in the Super Bowl. Doesn't the Super Bowl loser traditionally take a big step back?
This team's way too established, way too well coached.
I'm just saying, usually there'll be
of
a team
all
comes
the teams,
out of left
that's
field.
The one least likely, in my opinion, to miss the playoffs. But I think I'm not convinced on their quarterback and Denver situation. We'll see. We'll see.
Well
if you
coached,
can back
though.
It up.
Well coached.
If you're a Steelers fan, how are you feeling about it? Let's go to line 1-800-636-1067. Aaron Rodgers signs or is about to sign. And they're going to have a mandatory mini camp next week. So he'll start
there.
Immersing himself with the new team.
I also don't think, I'm going to go to Greg here in a second. I also don't think he's going to go out there and embarrass himself. Like, if he doesn't think he can do this, he's got too much pride to go out there and embarrass himself. So.
I'm not claiming he's going to embarrass himself.
Yeah. Let's go to Greg in Sterling. Greg, what's up?
How you doing, guys?
Hey, what's up? Greg.
Hey, longtime Steeler fan here.
Yeah.
And in-laws are Packer fans.
All right.
So we're fighting over if Aaron Rodgers will help us or not. I don't think Aaron Rodgers will. I think we'll still be a 9-10 win team. Maybe make the playoffs. Maybe win a game. But we're not Super Bowl contenders with Rodgers. We don't have the weapons around him either.
How's the line?
The line should be better. We had a couple guys hurt last year that they drafted high the last couple years. So hopefully those guys are healthy and they perform to their, you know, draft pick.
Who are his top weapons?
DK Metcalf.
DK and Woods.
That's a pretty
good
weapon.
And then Roman Wilson if he steps it up a little bit.
Yeah, but they traded away Pickens.
If Wilson steps up, maybe we've got a better shot, but
who's their tight end? Who's their tight end?
Yeah.
Pat Freiermuth.
I don't know much about him.
He's pretty good. He's decent.
He's good in the red zone.
Freiermuth is good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Let me say this about Aaron Rodgers' season last year. And I remember Jason always saying it was empty calories. This is just statistics. And I know sometimes statistics can lie. First half of the season, and he was coming off the Achilles. 12 touchdowns, 7 picks. His pass rating was 85. Mm-hmm. Second half of the season, 16 touchdowns with only 4 picks, passer rating at 96. Huge jump that second half of the season. I know the team stunk, and a lot of that falls on the quarterback, but he showed he could still play there. His completion percentage went up. His passer rating went up. His QBR went up. He was sacked a lot. Especially in the first half of the season. Now, I don't think he's ever going to get it back. He's 41, but remember, Aaron Rodgers used to be able to scramble out of the pocket.
Well, age and
he wasn't,
Achilles has
he wasn't
hurt that.
An elite runner
like
a Jaden Daniels, but he would get out of the pocket and then fling it 40 yards downfield. He was coming off the Achilles. Like, it takes time.
You know what people say?
I think he could bounce back. Like, my bet would be he's going to be kind of like Russell Wilson was last year, where it's okay.
Wilson
was okay last year.
I mean, I see what you're saying about his overall numbers, but his completion percentage for the year, and that's over 17 games, wasn't very good. He finished 30th in the league in completion percentage.
And he's usually a very high completion percentage guy.
Yeah. Anything else, bro?
Well, I either hope we go deep in the playoffs or we win 5 games.
Right.
I don't want 9 or 10 wins again.
No in between.
You don't want the middle
early
of the road.
Playoff.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
God forbid, stuck with those
probably what record. It's probably what you're going to do. It's
That's how a lot of Steelers fans feel. Thanks for your call, pal. Yeah.
Thanks, buddy.
Thank you, man.
Okay, thanks. Bye.
If you want to chime in, you can always hit us up at 800-636-1067. We're the Junkies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm CBS News Chief Washington Correspondent Major Garrett, and you're invited to The Takeout, no reservations required. Every weeknight, our podcast serves up a balanced menu of politics, policy, and pop culture. The day's happenings with curiosity, informality, and humor. Serious discussion, but we don't take ourselves too seriously. Follow and listen to The Takeout with me, Major Garrett, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Up the Junkies poll of the day, brought to you by our friends over at Surfside. We love Surfside iced tea and vodka, Surfside lemonade and vodka, the perfect addition to any gathering. Each can's only 100 calories with zero carbonation for easy sipping. Find Surfside at your local bars and a convenient variety, 8-packs at your local liquor stores. Must be 21. Please drink responsibly.
I'm going to have to text Bobby Balicki. I'm at DEFCON 1 with Surfside. It's an emergency situation. Right. Yeah, it's not great.
Well, he'll come through.
I know he will.
Texting with him yesterday because my oldest was in St. Thomas with her mom. She went away for a few days. You know, she came back for Dylan's graduation, then she went with her mom to St. John.
Okay.
But they were at the airport in St. Thomas, and she sent me a picture of one of their fridges there,
yeah,
like in their snack bar.
Mm-hmm.
Bunch of Surfsides.
Going international. So, look at that.
I tweeted it if you want to see, at Chunks Radio, at Glass Joe JP. And then Bobby asked me, he's like, how much were they selling for? So then I texted Kelsey and she said $8.
$8 a can, look at that.
At the airport, it's not bad.
That's actually pretty reasonable.
I think that sounds like a steal, to be honest with you.
Anyway, the poll of the day is, Aaron Rodgers is going to join the Steelers. Will it work out in Pittsburgh? Two options. Yes, the Steelers improve, or Pittsburgh won't improve. I got to fit the letters in, though. How do I do it? I'll just do Pitt. Pitt won't improve.
Well, it should be, do they make the playoffs or not? That should be your poll question. Because if they don't make the playoffs, they're not improving.
Okay.
Right?
That would be an improvement, making the playoffs, yes.
Well, I mean, they made the playoffs last year.
Yeah.
But 10 wins usually get you in the playoffs. Probably nine out of 10 times. I mean, I know Seattle won 10 last year, but didn't get it.
I'm not betting on them getting in the playoffs. It's hard to get in the playoffs.
And that's why they signed him. That's why they signed him.
Well, I think they signed him to give him a chance.
Yeah. I mean,
he definitely gives him a chance. Would I bet against them? Maybe I would bet against them, but I don't think I'd bet a lot of money against them.
Well, we'll find out. It'll be one of those interesting side stories we'll pay attention to every weekend.
I just think, I know this, I would never want to play an Aaron Rodgers quarterback team.
But if you did, you'd rather play him when he's 41, almost 42 years old.
Yeah,
for sure.
Like, this is when you want to get him. This is when you want to play him, I think.
Right, that's fair, but I think he could still kill you.
I think he's one of those guys that's
a physical freak. He's a physical freak. His arm is one of those 10 or so touched by God of his generation.
In his prime, yeah.
He's touched by God. And I think he could still hurt you.
All right, but let me tell you something. You didn't watch a lot of Aaron Rodgers last year.
I saw some of the debacle. I watched the highlights. I saw the debacle.
He threw so many short balls behind receivers. Receivers had to stop and come back, and they would either get picked or incomplete.
If he was as bad as you said, though, he couldn't have put those numbers up.
No, I mean, he wasn't horrible. But he was below average, in my opinion.
He's below his usual standards.
He was below his usual standards, but you know,
coming off an Achilles,
he's coming off a bad injury, and it's just it was a toxic situation.
True,
there.
But age doesn't lose.
I mean, coming off an Achilles, and he was skipping time. Remember, he's like, I'm going to be all in. I'm going to show up at every OTA. I'm going to show whatever, and then he left for a while.
And he's abrasive, and he rubs people the wrong way, and I get annoyed by him at times, but not always. Some of his positions I agree with. But
I know
he is
one person,
an abrasive guy.
I know one person you don't get annoyed with.
Yeah.
Who apparently is annoyed.
Who's
Terry
that?
McLaurin.
Oh, yes. T-Mac.
Now, well, this is more reports, concerning if true, which I wouldn't doubt is true. People get frustrated in negotiations.
Reports are that Terry McLaurin, who did not show up to OTAs, we'll see what happens next week.
Okay, he did show up early on and just was around.
Right, but to the most recent OTAs.
Well, my understanding is he was around even for that. But
even this week?
I thought he was around at the beginning part. It just didn't participate.
I thought
was
that was
a non-participant.
Well, we can ask Kyle.
They've had kind of scattershot OTAs.
Well, I know they've been working out for a long time, yeah.
But reports are
they've
he's frustrated that the Commanders aren't stepping up just yet with the contract.
Right.
But they will.
These things take time. This is not a $500 negotiation. This is a multi-million dollar, multi-year agreement.
Yeah.
The two sides are trying to come to common ground on.
Yeah.
We've been frustrated with negotiations.
100%.
I'm sure a lot of people listening to this right now have been frustrated in their negotiations
with their
bosses.
It's so easy to take it personal.
Yes, it happens in all walks of life.
Yeah.
This deal will get done. Terry McLaurin will get extended. He will sign a deal before training camp. This is just a bump in the road.
I hope Cakes is right, and I would bet on him. But it's enough to scare me a little because it would be the first time that this management group devastated me. It would be devastating.
Right.
It would be akin to, but even worse than when the Nats just moved on from Scherzer. Now Scherzer is a different situation. End of his career. You know, time to move on.
He'd
can't
already
commit
been
that
on
kind of
different
money.
Teams.
He'd been
too.
On a million teams, but you know, I felt like he was Mr. Nat, in my opinion. I mean, you always had Ryan Zimmerman and some others, but I mean, you remember when I talked about it? If they could let go of Scherzer, like it would be my world would collapse. He's just a heart and soul guy. If they get rid of Terry McLaurin, I might have to take a day off from the show.
But you know what?
Call him Terry.
This is what you know. They're not getting rid of Terry McLaurin.
No. I would be stunned.
It's not going to happen.
All right.
They're going to work out a contract.
Right. Here are your top five.
You know it. I know.
I would be stunned if they did.
Your top five current AAV wideouts. Ja'Marr Chase tops the list at $40 million. Justin Jefferson, $35 million. CeeDee Lamb, $34 million. DK Metcalf, $33 million. A.J. Brown, also in the NFC East, at $32
million. Without knowing
he's
going to
land somewhere in between Chase and A.J. Brown.
Yeah.
Now, remember, he's older. He's older than all those guys, but so that might affect the number a little bit.
It could.
But he's going to get paid.
No, no. Yes. It's not about the AAV. They will give him the AAV. Mm-hmm. It's about the years. I guarantee you he wants more years G'd up. Because he's at that delicate age, right, where he's probably closer to the end than the beginning. Mm-hmm. And so that's the hang-up. They'll give him the AAV. I don't doubt it for a second. But it's the years that's probably holding this thing up. If I had to put all my money on it.
Does he deserve to be in the top five salary guys? All those guys are better than Terry McLaurin.
I don't know. It's your turn.
Terry McLaurin, we know this, he was hamstrung for 80% of his career here so far in Washington with some of the worst collections of quarterbacks you've ever seen delivering him the ball. So I'm not going to just make it a numbers contest between him and DK Metcalf or AJ Brown. Like, look at his numbers when he had a franchise superstar quarterback throwing him the ball last year.
Oh, he's excellent. I think he's kind of in that next class. Jordan Schultz of Fox Sports was the one that reported that talks have been minimal, and McLaurin's made it clear to the team that he's frustrated by the lack of progress on the long-term extension. As we mentioned, he did participate in some of the OTAs, but according to this report, he attended the voluntary work before unexpectedly leaving to work out on his own.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Mandatory minicamp next week.
Yep.
McLaurin could get fined if he doesn't show up.
I don't know. What did he do the last go around when he was waiting for the contract? Did he show up to the mandatory and take the fines?
They say he skipped the off-season program, the voluntary off-season program in 2022.
Right.
And then the sides agreed to the three-year $69.6 million deal in early July.
So right before the mandatory. Yeah, right before the mandatory. Camp. Yeah. I'll say this. I will cry if they decided it became untenable.
I believe it's
a less than 1% chance, but if they did, I will cry.
I think it's a 0% chance.
Terry McLaurin will be signed before training camp starts. $2 bets all the way around. Who wants to take him?
I'm not betting.
Anybody? You want to take it?
No, I think
they're signed before training.
Have you not listened
starts.
To what I just said?
I heard what you said.
I think
what
did I say? Sign him too. But
what percentage did I tell you?
Zero.
Yeah. So why am I going to bet against you? All the bet against cake.
Okay, yeah. So you're supposed to be one of you're on my team now, mm-hmm. right? You should be scared.
Not scared.
No, you should
this
not
is
be
me
scared.
Not scared.
This
you
is just part. Of, this is part of the business. Yeah. And JP, you might be right. Maybe he's not AJ Brown, Jamar. I would agree. He's not Jamar Chase
that
or Justin Jefferson.
That doesn't really matter.
But in terms of production. Mm-hmm. He was better than a lot of those guys last year.
It doesn't really matter. When it's your turn, to get paid.
Yeah. Right.
And then those guys pass you, and that's just how it works. You don't have to be the best. You don't have to be top.
There's no
three.
Way they're going to let him go and trade him, whatever, and just have Debo and Jalen Lane and McCaffrey.
No.
And that's, Noah Brown. Yeah. I mean, come on. Just use your head.
Terry's got the hammer.
I'd be stunned by that, too. But I guarantee you the hang up is the years.
I'm sure.
Okay. Well, they'll work that out.
Terry's going to use the hammer that he's got in his right hand
they're
right
gonna
now.
They're going to work that
he's
out.
He's going to use it. As he should.
Because I don't even know what would be a fair number of years to give the guy. And obviously, he's going to push for the maximum.
So maybe he wants four and they're offering three?
Maybe.
Could be.
Could be something like that.
I they mean, say the talks are minimal.
Kime would probably know that.
Maybe they're just playing a waiting game.
I'm sure
both sides are playing chicken.
Of course.
But you would think
that's
Adam
what they do.
But Adam Peters.
It's enough to scare the poop out of you, though, if you're like me and you're in love with the guy.
Yeah. I don't think Adam Peters, the type of guy, is going to F with one of his big-time players.
Probably not.
I don't think so either.
I don't think he's going to try and F with
him. It would be their bigger whiff than whiffing on Lattimore, which they did. I'm sorry, they did. They whiffed on Lattimore big time. It would be the biggest whiff. I'd rather them build the stadium in North Carolina than give up on Terry McLaurin.
I think Scary Terry will be in uniform come the preseason.
If they don't... We're gonna have a reckoning. I might have to reevaluate my roof
for the Ravens.
I'm gonna have to. Yeah.
He's gonna
I might
be
buy some purple.
Yeah. Coming up next,
you
we'll talk
that
more
so many
Commanders.
Times.
Such an empty threat.
It is an empty threat.
He also said he was quitting the Nats on Scherzer,
yeah,
on Soto,
I'm sure.
Trey Turner.
I like my guys.
Such an empty threat. All right, John Kime's gonna join us next. We'll find out what's going on with Terry next from the ESPN.com Insight.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm CBS News Chief Washington Correspondent Major Garrett, and you're invited to The Takeout, no reservations required. Every weeknight, our podcast serves up a balanced menu of politics, policy, and pop culture. The day's happenings with curiosity, informality, and humor. Serious discussion, but we don't take ourselves too seriously. Follow and listen to The Takeout with me, Major Garrett, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.